You're listening to RN Breakfast. Michelle Grattan joins us now from our Parliament House studio. Michelle, let's just start with the mid-year economic forecast. How much credit can the government claim for this outcome? We're being told to expect that maybe the figure is a little better than we were being told halfway through the year.
Well, certainly it will seek to claim some credit. Of course, economic figures are the product of a number of factors, but the government really wants to turn the debate onto economic management, and these figures come at a very good time for it because a number of things have been going Malcolm Turnbull's way in the last few weeks, and the figures mean that it helps to bolster his position going into the Christmas break.
Everyone, as we've heard so far, just then, Trent Zimmerman, trying to spin the Bennelong by-election outcome in their favour. What, in your view, are the implications of the result that we saw over the weekend?
I do think that the Bennelong result is good for the government because the swing has been held to, as was being said, a usual by-election swing. And when you take the general context of the very bad year the government has had, despite these better recent couple of weeks, then I think that that must be seen as a positive. As for the implications, well, it takes pressure off Malcolm Turnbull's leadership. Just think, if there had been a loss, he would have been in a dire position now. It means that the government has more clear air going into next year. It also, I think, puts some pressure on those in the party who've been creating trouble over the recent months to pipe down somewhat. Now, whether they will is completely a different matter, but it does show that the government would be in a better, or potentially it would be in a better position if it could be unified, and therefore it does put that pressure on those dissidents.
Are you saying that the sequence of events in recent weeks actually gives Malcolm Turnbull an opportunity to do something about the Tony Abbott problem, essentially?
I don't think he can actually do much about the Tony Abbott problem. I think it's whether Tony Abbott and others who are arguing for both a number of positions and also are generally unhappy with Malcolm Turnbull, whether they decide to behave better in coming months. Now, if the government looks as though it has some prospect of a revival, then I think that that does put the onus on those people to get on board the team and not create so much trouble. But as I say, the onus might be on them, but whether they respond to that is something else.
Obviously, a lot of talk this morning about a potential cabinet reshuffle. Among the names being mentioned, George Brandis, long mooted as a possible future High Commissioner to London. How likely is that to happen, do you think?
Clearly, Malcolm Turnbull wants George Brandis to go to London, and Malcolm Turnbull has the last word on this. But I think it's interesting that George Brandis has been arguing in discussions with Malcolm Turnbull that this would reduce the influence of Queensland in the higher reaches of the government, because there's no, on merit, there's no sort of equivalent replacement in cabinet for George Brandis from Queensland. Obviously, a Queenslander would be brought in, but it wouldn't be quite the same political weight, and Queensland is absolutely vital to the coalition at the election. Also, if Malcolm Turnbull does move George Brandis to London, then the voice of the moderates is reduced at the senior levels of the cabinet. And we have seen George Brandis in recent times take stands which were very much stands promoting moderate values. We heard that speech in the Senate about Pauline Hanson. We know that he played a big role in the same-sex marriage issue or significant role, and he is something of a counterweight when we're getting a new Home Affairs portfolio under Peter Dutton. The Attorney General will retain, although he's lost ASIO, the oversight of ASIO to that new portfolio, he will retain some powers in relation to ASIO, and to have a moderate voice in that Attorney General's portfolio, I think, is quite important.
And John Alexander described it as the renaissance of Malcolm Turnbull's prime ministership. But whichever way you cut it, he's ending this year much better than it looked even a few weeks ago. Does that show, tell us something about how easy it is actually to shift the narrative quite quickly? Suddenly you're getting this run of stories and currents all going in Malcolm Turnbull's favour.
Well, I wouldn't say it's easy to shift the narrative. I think Malcolm Turnbull's been very much under the pump for quite a long time, having trouble shifting the narrative. I think what it shows is that politics is very volatile, and fortunes can alter. But I think you've also got to look at the longer term as well as the short term. Certainly things have altered in Malcolm Turnbull's favour in the short term, but over the long term, he's lost another news poll today. That takes us to 25 consecutive news polls. And if he's really to get back into the game, then there's a lot of work ahead in the coming year, and it's still a very, very uphill battle for him.
Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University. A pleasure as always. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.